what we're looking to do ultimately is to make weight loss easy, right? In order to make weight loss easy, what we want to rely on is not willpower, okay? What we want to rely on is the force of our own habits, our own momentum to carry us forward. And that's what I want to talk to you about today specifically, is the idea of momentum, right? Because it's a great way to accomplish what you want. It's a different approach, because most people are used to, you know, some big event that motivates them. Maybe they see the picture of themselves, or the pants don't fit, or they step on the scale. Something big happens and they say, that's it. You know, and they get all fired up and they're on track for a little while. And that's fine, right? But that's usually short term, right? And what we're always looking to do is figure out, how can we make this long term, right? What do people that are successful long term, how do they do it? And one of the forces that they use is the force of momentum, because it's got its own energy to it. And so instead of having to rely upon our own strength and our own focus and concentration and energy, we can use the power of momentum. And the way we use that is, any little thing you do right, every time you say no to a bad food, every time you say yes to do something for an exercise, or every time you say yes to a food that is good for you, it's one little bit of momentum that's going to help you in the right direction. And when you begin to think of it this way, it doesn't have to be this huge thing, right? It doesn't have to be 10 pounds that you lose. It doesn't have to be eating perfectly for a week. When you begin to look at it, is any little thing you can do, right? It's not just doing the right thing, but it's one more thing you can do to use for momentum, right? So it's a mindset. It's a mindset that you're always looking for that little thing you can do to give you that feeling, right? That energy. And when you rely on this, it's a different part of yourself. Again, it's different than conscious willpower, right? It's this internal force, this internal energy and drive pushing you in a certain direction. And you'll see that you engage it every time you make a correct decision. Every time you do the right thing, you're going to engage that power of momentum. Now, like I said before, I really can't emphasize this enough. It's not about huge things, right? So for example, you can go to the gym and work out for an hour, right? But you could also say no to a cookie. They're both big in terms of creating that sense of momentum of doing the right thing. And if you can start to think of this, what you're looking to do ultimately is you're looking to string together as many things that give you momentum in the right direction as possible, right? That's the goal. And when you look at it that way, it's way easier than having to do, eat perfectly for a week, because you could eat perfect and then screw up, then you could feel down. But if you can begin to think of it as, okay, that's fine, I just screwed up something, but let me get back on track. Let me get that momentum going in my direction again. You see, and if you look at it as little things, it's that little shift that can make all the difference in the world. You see, it doesn't have to be, I ate perfectly for 2 weeks and then I screwed up. Oh man, now I got to eat perfectly for, 3 weeks. It's not that way. It's each little moment. Every little moment is another opportunity for you to kind of turn it around. There's a quote out of one of my favorite movies, that every passing moment is another chance to turn it all around, right? And it's that idea that we're shrinking things down intentionally to make it as easy as possible to get back on track and to play a mind game with yourself that you're looking to develop momentum, right? That's the idea here, that saying no to a cookie or saying no to ice cream, it's not just one little thing you did in a, it doesn't matter. It's one little thing you did and now you say, well, that wasn't so bad, right? That was pretty easy to do. I don't have to say no every single time, but I can say no, and it's pretty easy for me to do. And the more I do that, the better I feel, the stronger I feel, right? The better about myself I feel, right? And if I keep doing that, the more I do that, the more my body's going to respond and begin to look different, you see? So these are the things you're telling yourself, okay? So that when you do make this little thing, it's not just, ah, so what? So what if I said no to a cookie? It's not gonna make any difference anyways. You'd say that's one way to use it. But what we wanna do is we wanna use every little thing we do to create a sense of momentum, no matter what it is, right? It could be reading, an article on nutrition, right? It could be looking on the web, watching a video about exercising. It could be the littlest thing, right? It doesn't even have to be you saying no to a food or exercising. It could be something as little as, listening to a hypnosis session or watching a video. Anything that just puts your mind back on track is something that has the potential to give you that sense of momentum and moving in the direction you want, right? Thinking about how you want to look, thinking about how you want to feel. It's one more thing, okay? So use this force. That's what I want you to think about this week, is think about this force of momentum. And you can reference other areas of your life or times in your life when you've felt a sense of momentum, right? It's that feeling of you don't need to concentrate, you don't need to think about it. There's some other force within you that's kind of taking care of it, okay? And you want to remember what that feels like, nurture that feeling, and develop it, right? Specifically in this area, because it's a much easier way to get the results you're looking for than white-knuckling it all the time and having to constantly be focusing on everything. Instead, we want to get that internal drive, that internal momentum moving us in the direction we want to go, so that we can kind of sit back, relax, and trust ourselves and, you know, have fun with our lives, okay? So do that, think about this week, and I'll talk to you next week.